News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
This weekend, the clocks are going to roll back 1 hour. But for many years, the argument has been made for the practice to be scrapped. The European Parliament actually voted in favour of ending seasonal time changes in 2019, yet we will be adjusting all of our clocks manually over the course of the weekend. John Fitzgerald, Adjunct Professor in Economics at Trinity College Dublin, Research Affiliate at the ESRI. Good morning, John.
Good morning.
Spring forward, fall back, are you in favour?
I'm inclined to leave it the way it is. It means that some years I have a 25-hour birthday when the time changes on my birthday. And I've even had a 33-hour birthday when going to California to see my grandchildren. So long birthdays are good.
You're beating Father Time by doing that. I mean, the argument about it being introduced was back when we didn't have electricity and that allowed farmers to stay out in the fields for longer.
Yeah, well, actually, every town or village had its own time up to 1880, and it was kind of chaotic on the trains. So in 1880, a bill was passed to have Irish time and British time, and Irish time was actually 28 minutes and 21 seconds different from British time. And we got along okay with that, with boats, but then 1916 came along, and it caused chaos with the British Army. Officers arriving into Dunleary off the boat, heading up to the GPO to take on the rising. Their watches weren't adjusted. So at the end of 1916, we became part of British time. But summertime only came in the 1920s. The Germans introduced during the Second World War because they thought they'd use less electricity if they had summertime. But it came in Ireland, many places. We tried an experiment in 1968, along with Britain, where we just had summertime all year round. It was about before joining the EU. So the time in Ireland it would be the same half of the year as in Paris or in Brussels. But that didn't find favour. So we've tried lots of different... And the final... Yeah. The final change with Tommy Bruin, who was TD, Labour TD for, was it North Centre and North East in 2013, I think, introduced a bill to move our time totally to continental time, to French and German time. But that didn't go through. So we've tried lots of experiments.
Yeah, and the only thing is, well, whatever happens, we will have to move in step with our nearest neighbours because we cannot have six counties on the island 1 hour ahead or behind. And is that where the EU Commission directive has kind of fallen short?
That would be a consideration. Now, it didn't really come up that much in the Tommy Bruin bill. But it would be kind of complicated if you're crossing over from Lifford to Strabane. And you're moving and everybody's having had their breakfast in Strabane and they haven't got out of bed in Lifford, it'd be kind of complicated.
Yeah, well, John, it is going to be something we will continue to debate. Is it ever going to be settled, though? Because it just feels like we're going to have a perennial debate about this and nobody's ever going to take the lead on it. If the European Union can't do it, then there's little hope of Ireland doing the same.
Well, the purpose of Tommy Bruin's bill was to shift us. He thought it would save energy. But actually, with Sarah Crowley of University College Cork and Lara Malaguzzi-Valeri, we looked at this in 2014 and found actually you'd have to move Irish time out into the Atlantic another hour if you wanted to save any energy. So I'm not sure that would work very well with us.
Yeah, we lead a few tugs. John Fitzgerald, by the sounds of it, happy birthday this weekend. Adjunct Professor of Economics at Trinity College. Thanks very much for talking to us on News Talk Breakfast. Does it annoy you? Do you care less or do you just enjoy the extra hour in bed when you manage to get it? Let us know what you think. 53106 for a cost of 30 cent.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.